Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with David Bellwood, Head of Access at the National Theatre, to find out what's on at the NT for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, David, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Brilliant to be back. Spring has very much sprung at the National Theatre. You'll be pleased to hear there are daffodils in basically every office.
Fantastic. We're going to start with a striking new play by writer and director Simon Stone with Phaedra.
Yes, listeners might be familiar with his previous work, Yerma, starring Billy Piper, which had great critical renown. Phaedra is a modern retelling of a classic tragedy, which is layered upon layer. So Simon's really looked at all of the previous iterations of this tragedy and put together an incredible company and rewritten it. And he has the most remarkable process of writing during rehearsals. So the actors and the writer, well, Simon is the writer and the director, but they develop the script together. It's phenomenal. The acting is absolutely world class. And the set, if listeners are lucky enough to come on the touch tour, the set is quite the most remarkable thing ever, I would happily say.
And it's got Janet McTeer, who's playing Phaedra, is that right?
It does indeed. Janet is just a fantastic actor, one of those actors who just has an incredible magnetism both on stage and on screen. Recently, she was in The Menu, which was a movie on Disney, well worth watching as well.
And it also sort of centres on a politician and the sort of focus of her life and how a sort of, I suppose, an encounter with somebody else sort of shakes the underpinning of her world, I think.
Her world and her family, it's very fast-paced and there's a lot of focus on the characters to make up her immediate family and working colleagues. And it's incredible how this one character who steps into their lives basically out of nowhere disrupts everything about their lives. So his presence reaches into her relationship with every single member of her family and rips it to shreds, fundamentally. And having said that, tonally, I think audiences have been surprised at how often there's a laugh in there and the shifts between comedy and tragedy and how close these two things sit with each other is really explored in this production.
Well, Phaedra will be audio described on Saturday, the 1st of April at 2:15 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:45 p.m. at the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. We now have a family on the brink of change with Brian Friel's Olivier Award-winning play Dancing at Lunasa.
I love this play. I love this play on so many levels, and I was delighted when I found out that we were programming it at the National Theatre. So it's set in Donegal in 1936. It's a small family of sisters all living together, and there is a certain nostalgia to it. It's delivered in hindsight, but this family have been trying to keep life together as best as possible through change, through huge political and social change that's happening across their country. Directed by Josie Rourke, who recently directed As You Like It at Soho Place and was previously artist director of the Domar Warehouse. It's just going to be fantastic. And the company are a delight. And the set is beautiful. Everything about this play is just filling me every day with joy.
And I think the sort of centre of it is a festival which sort of pagan and Christian sort of maybe sort of collide a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely tension. So Lunasa itself is a harvest festival, and there's this tension between the old world and Christianity, and sort of how does that tension play out globally as well. So there's one thing, and this isn't a spoiler, I don't think, but the family have a radio set who they jokingly refer to as Lu being the ancient pagan, fundamentally, god of the harvest and light, I think. So there's all of this relationship between the distant past and where we are now, and also how that crosses cultures. But I can't talk about how it crosses cultures without giving loads of spoilers. But it really digs into how we make bonds as families and what can nibble at the edges of those bonds, but never really destroy them.
And a great cast as well, including Siobhan McSweeney, who people might know from Derry Girls.
Yeah, and Ardal O'Hanlon, who played Father Dougal and Father Ted. But the entire company is just fantastic. They are a literal delight, and they are putting together what is going to be a fantastic production.
Well, Dancing at Lunasa will be audio described on Saturday the 6th of May at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. at the National Theatre's Olivier Theatre. Now to a look into what might be the theatre rehearsal room with The Motif and the Cue, which I think sort of looks at the writings and letters between Richard Burton and Sir John Gielgud on their production of Hamlet. And it's also directed by Sam Mendes as well.
It is directed by Sam Mendes, who listeners might be familiar with the Lehman trilogy, which is currently in town, but also he has an extensive film career. So, you know, very highly acclaimed director by all standards, and written by Jack Thorne, who has always been incredibly vocal about disability rights and the position of deaf, disabled, neurodivergent and visually impaired performers and freelancers in the performing arts. So fantastic to have that voice sort of adding that drive to the NT. The play itself, yep, looking at Richard Burton and Gielgud's relationship around a production of Hamlet. And also, you know, there's a bit of Elizabeth Taylor in there because she was definitely in the mix. It's fascinating to sort of look back in history and see how these plays, which were definitive, really, in their time, were constructed. And it has an absolutely fantastic cast again, has to be said. So with Johnny Flynn as Richard Burton, which is very exciting. Tuppence Middleton as Elizabeth Taylor, who listeners might know. And returning to the NT is Janie D, who listeners might have seen in Follies when it was here at the National. So yes, absolutely top class.
And Mark Gatiss as Gielgud, is that right?
And Mark Gatiss as Gielgud. How did I forget that one? Yes, Mark Gatiss as John Gielgud, which I think will be fantastic.
Yeah, that must be a good performance. Him playing Gielgud must be quite an interesting one to see. Well, The Motif and the Cue will be audio described on Tuesday, the 23rd of May at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. and on Saturday, the 1st of July at 2:15 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:45 p.m. at the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. We also like to include in these catch-ups with David some great productions that are available online with audio description from NT at Home. So, David, what might you be recommending for listeners to watch at home from the comfort of their armchair this time?
So, you know me, Toby, I normally like to go for something classic and something modern, but I'm going for two classics this time. So the first one is Anton Chekhov's The Seagull, recently directed by Jamie Lloyd. It is a Jamie Lloyd company production. And this one stars Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. It's a fantastic production, which really focuses on voice and relationship and has this fantastic design that sort of focuses on bearing oneself, which is really clever juxtaposition of the sort of nuanced masking and fragility of Chekhov's characters, but with a lot of bareness. Really fascinating, a really, really gorgeous production, beautifully acted. And then my second choice, another classic, and you know me, love my Shakespeare, but it's Henry V, which was recently at the Donmar Warehouse. Weirdly, with another Game of Thrones actor, this time Kit Harington in the title role. Absolutely stunning production directed by Mack Webster, who listeners might know from the stage show Life of Pi, but came at a really, I think it's come at a really interesting point in history because Henry V is so tied into senses of Englishness and the exploration of senses of Englishness. Yeah, interesting time to have it online.
Oh, it sounds like a couple of really good productions for people to watch at home. David, if listeners would like to find out more about the audio described performances we have chatted about at the National Theatre and others, and also the availability of productions with audio description online too, where can people go to find out more?
So nationaltheatre.org.uk for live productions, and for NT at Home, that is NT80HOME, so that's ntathome.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, David, for sharing some great audio described productions and performances at the National Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Toby.